Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. I want to share with you this week about the subject of seizing your opportunities to serve God right where you are. In Colossians chapter 4, verse 5, we find this verse, "Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time." And that expression, "to them that are without," is a King James expression for unbelievers, those who are outside of the family of God. The Weymouth translation writes it this way, "Behave wisely in relation to the outside world, seizing your opportunities." It translates that expression, "redeeming the time," as seizing your opportunities. God wants you to seize every opportunity that He brings your way to work for God, to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, to be able to be used by God in any and every opportunity that presents itself. Some God-given opportunities, however, sometimes come in disguise form. They don't look like an opportunity. Perhaps they look like a big hassle. They may even look like something so undesirable you want to go in the other direction. This happened to Joseph. We know the story in Joseph in the book of Genesis. His kidnapping by his own brothers and his sale as a slave to the Ishmaelite traders who happened to be passing by, which landed him in Egypt, didn't look like an opportunity from God. It absolutely looked like a disaster. And yet, Joseph was able to say at the end of Genesis chapter 50 to his brothers who had done him this evil deed, "But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it for good to bring to pass as it is this day so that many people might be saved alive." Joseph was able to look and see that that situation was actually an opportunity from God. It was a way for God to get Joseph to a place where he could indeed become the prime minister of Egypt and be used for the literal salvation of an entire nation. Joseph was able, by the grace of God, to redeem the time or seize his opportunities by serving his slave master, Potiphar, with such a spirit of excellence that he was promoted, and he had such favor with Potiphar that the scriptures say this about Joseph. "But the Lord was with Joseph, and he, though a slave, was a successful and prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to flourish and succeed in his hand. So Joseph pleased Potiphar and found favor in his sight, and he served him. And his master made him supervisor over his house. And he put all that he had in his charge. From the time that he made him supervisor in his house, over all that he had, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake." And that account in Genesis 39 gives us a clear picture of how Joseph seized his opportunity, or he redeemed the time by the way that he served his master Potiphar. And because of his obedience and the spirit of excellence with which he worked for Potiphar, though he was unjustly in slavery, Joseph looked at that situation as an opportunity from God to seize the moment, and he did so. Joseph's willingness to serve God right where he had the opportunity resulted in God being able to present Joseph with increasing opportunity. He made it from the pit to the prime minister's office by applying himself to every God-given opportunity that came along, as humble as each one may have appeared. He could have taken this approach, which could be observed in many Christians today. "I've had prophetic words that indicate I am destined for great things in God, so I don't have to do this low-level stuff." Had he refused to serve in these humble things, he would have never been elevated to do the greater things. God will observe your life and see if you will seize the opportunities that he places before you, as humble as they may be. Joseph was willing to work in an excellent way in a most humble situation. Slavery is the most humbling of all situations. And yet Joseph seized the opportunity to serve God in the middle of his situation. I want to encourage you, you may be in a situation right now, perhaps in your work situation, that appears to be the absolute opposite of an opportunity from God. It may look like bondage to you, much like Joseph felt when he was in Potiphar's house. And yet, God is watching to see how you will seize this opportunity, how you will redeem your time while you're in that place. Will you do it unto the Lord with all of your heart? Will you serve with an excellent spirit? Will you keep a godly attitude? Will you walk in love toward that boss that is so difficult? God watches to see what you do with the opportunities that are around you. And if you will do as God would have you do, he will be able to present bigger and better opportunities for you. But God is very interested in how you serve him when the opportunities are of a humble variety. A pastor in the Soviet Union had been put into prison for many years for preaching the gospel. When he arrived at the prison, he decided God had given him this prison as his mission field. He began to look around for the worst criminal he could find in that institution. Soviet prisons combined religious offenders and political offenders with common thieves and others. The man he settled on with his prayer and witnessing effort was a murderer, a man who was so vicious that even the prison guards feared him. In the prison, everyone was required to work for 12 hours a day, but the Christian decided this murderer would only be reached if he fasted and prayed for him. So he gave up his meager prison food, even though he continued his hard labor 12 hours a day. When others sank into exhausted sleep, the pastor climbed out of his bunk onto the bare wooden floor to pray for the man's salvation. One night, while he was on his knees, praying and shedding tears, he sensed someone behind him. He turned. The murderer was staring him in the face. "What are you doing, man?" "I'm praying," the pastor replied. "What are you praying for?" the murderer asked gruffly. "I am praying for you," the pastor answered, wiping his tears away. It wasn't long before that man gave his heart to the Lord. The change in him was so drastic that the news of what had happened spread through the prison. The head of the prison called the pastor in to ask him what he had done to that man. "I didn't do anything," he answered. "I just prayed for him. It was God who changed him." The prison boss said, "There is no God. What did you do?" The Christian repeated what he had said. "Well, I don't like this stuff about God," the prison official said, "but I do like the changes I've seen. I'm going to give you a lighter job in the kitchen so you'll have more time to do to others what you did to him." This was known as the second worst prison in the entire Soviet Union. But after some time, more and more came to know Jesus, and a real change took place in the overall atmosphere of the place. The pastor was transferred to the worst prison in Russia with the promise that if he could bring a change there, they would give him an early release. This story points out how a person in a most difficult situation can look at his circumstance as an opportunity from God to serve God, to do something great for God. God-given opportunities sometimes do come in disguise. That prison didn't look much like an opportunity to someone who'd been sentenced there unjustly, and yet that pastor took it as an opportunity from God. What about your work situation? Are you looking at it as an opportunity from God, or are you waiting for the day when you can run as far from it as possible. There are people in that place that have a need for Jesus, just like the people in that prison. God wants you to be an influence right where you are. Will you seize the opportunities? Will you behave wisely in relation to the unbelievers around you and in the situations you find yourself? Brother Andrew, famed for his book called God Smuggler, told a story about his early days of being a Christian. He had gone to work in a chocolate factory in Holland. And in this chocolate factory was a foul-mouthed woman spending the entire day exchanging smutty jokes. But after a period of time, he began to pray for God to give him a heart for this mission field at the chocolate factory. He was unmercifully teased by this woman. She knew he was a Christian and often taunted him. But the day came when Andrew, who had prayed for months for her, finally just turned to her and said, "We're having a meeting this weekend," and it was an evangelistic revival meeting. "The bus will be here on Saturday. Be here. I expect you to be on it." And with that, he turned and didn't give her time to reply with any jokes. The woman amazingly showed up that Saturday, got on that bus. She went to that revival meeting, and within a few days, she became an absolutely changed woman. Her conversion was so dramatic that the entire chocolate factory was affected. The entire work area that she was in turned into a prayer cell as opposed to a place where filthy jokes were exchanged. Your influence on one person in your workplace could have eternal consequences. Don't look at it as a place to run from. Ask God to give you a heart to see it as a place to minister.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.